You're listening to Breakfast with Lish Bayer on ABC Radio Canberra.
Christmas, it can't come early enough for so many of us this year. Santa has just come into the studio. Okay. It's another year. It's officially a month until Christmas. Super excited to have Santa clear his schedule, join me in the studio. And before you say it's too soon, this year's different, isn't it? This year's the only time we could book him before his peak productivity period. We're lucky to get an interview with him at all. I don't know if you've done your Christmas shopping yet, getting in early, how are your preparations going? I had heard that production was down at Santa's workshop. Many of his workers have had to elf isolate. Yes, the jokes keep coming. Rest assured, Santa always delivered. He's come into the studio. His reindeers are in the green room munching on some carrots. Sleigh just pulled up outside the ABC. Send us a text if you want Santa. His direct line to Santa here. Santa, hello, ho, ho, ho.
Hello, everyone. So lovely to be in the studio with you, Lish.
Oh, I can't
fantastic.
I can't believe we managed to get you because no doubt you are going to be absolutely flat strap. How are preparations?
It's very busy this time of year, but I always try to, I have to come to Canberra this time of year, about a month or so out, because I have to get the sleigh checked by the aviation authorities. So after this little interview here, I've got to fly out to the roof of the aviation authority, and they've got to give the sleigh a once over. I've got to get the tick so that, it's airworthy. And then we'll be sweet and ready to go, and I'll be heading back to the North Pole late in the morning. I hope to get back in the sleigh before the rain, because there is nothing like travelling behind a wet reindeer. I tell you that now. It's not very nice. So hopefully I can get out of Canberra before the rain hits and back up to see Mrs. Claus at the North Pole.
Well, rain was on the forecast, not reindeer, so we'll wait and see. Has the Department of Elf been looking into, you know, how your workshop's going? Because the
Look, the elves are fine. I'm happy to report that the elves are actually immune to this terrible virus. And we're in our own sort of bubble up there at the North Pole. Mrs. Claus and I, we've been double vaxxed. Of course, we got ours early. So we've actually had our boosters now. So I have all three candy canes to prove it. So we are really good and we're ready to go. I just want to assure all the little people, all the boys and girls out there, that we are definitely going to deliver this year. And I'm sure everyone's going to have a lovely Christmas.
Now, no doubt you've been starting getting letters up to the North Pole. What do you think the big presents are going to be this year, Santa? Anything that you make a prediction about?
Well, there's always lots of things. We're almost in peak letter time. In the next 3 or 4 weeks, the letters will really start flooding in. And I do love looking at the letters. I mean, the elves in the mailroom get very busy this time of year. But yes, send us your letters. At the moment, I mean, you know, traditional things are always good. Bikes, scooters are big at the moment. Everyone wants a scooter, E or otherwise.
Socks and hankies?
Socks and hankies.
They gone off?
They have gone off a little bit. But the things I like the best, I like sporting equipment. I like giving children sporting equipment or musical instruments, things like that. I think that's good for them. And just send us your letters and we'll see what we can do.
Now, a lot of international travel. You're going to be crossing a lot of borders, Santa.
Oh, the paperwork we have had to do because of this silly virus thingy, it's ridiculous. I mean, we've got a whole department now of elves set up just filling out paperwork. Border here, border there, can't go there, but I'm triple vaxxed, it's all good, and the elves, oh, it's terrible. But anyway, we will get through all this paperwork in time for Christmas, definitely.
That is wonderful to hear, because I know many children at this time of year think, is he going to make it across? You got a special exemption last year.
Yes, I did.
This year, the vaccination has come through, that's the best Christmas present any can wish for. So you will be delivering Christmas Eve.
Yes, I will. I will. I will definitely be delivering. We start down in the South Pacific and New Zealand area, then work our way around, you see. And most people think I've only got like 6 or 7 hours to do this all around the world, but it's not true. Because of the dateline and the world turning and everything, I've got nearly a whole day.
And so, probably boosters now. I mean, COVID boosters, but also boosters on your sleigh. Peter said, Lish looked out the ABC window and shouted, "Look, what's that?" Reindeer, replied Santa.
Oh, dear. I haven't heard that one before, Lish.
Santa, well, thank you so much for making the time to come in. I'll be seeing you at the Christmas carols on the 11th of December.
Yes, I believe so.
Cannot wait.
This is Breakfast with Lish Fayer on ABC Radio Canberra.